Tome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 5th, 2012. This is episode 42 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Make the best meatballs recipe with best tomato sauce. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Ray of Light by Madonna, recorded on Ray of Light from 1998. Today is Super Bowl day. Madonna has the halftime show, and it's time to cook and enjoy all of it. The football, Patriots versus Giants, Madonna, and the best meatballs and best tomato sauce. For Ray of Light, have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community sufficiency and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. ToDoListHome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at ToDoListHome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. My home and projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you with home, work, and life projects that have a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. And nothing makes for a better life than cooking, which is one of the things that we do here at To-Do List Home that take up almost all of our time, is cooking. We're always cooking. And today on our to-do list is make the best meatballs recipe with best tomato sauce. Now, I've always made great meatballs, and I've always been in charge of making them when I make the meatballs. And last week, I made the regular meatballs and put them together with some homemade sauce and spaghetti. But I'd already planned on bringing meatballs to a friend's house for the Super Bowl, and my meatballs were a little too dry. So my wife and I surfed the net a little bit after dinner, and we found Mary A. Hearn, who goes by the handle Mary Cooks on YouTube. And on YouTube, she has a great collection of videos that complement her Easy Italian Recipe website, which is at MaryAHearn.com. MaryAHearn.com. Easy Italian recipes. Well, I had thought that moist meatballs were something that were out of the ordinary and not easy to do. Mary made it so simple. And actually, Mary uses less ingredients than I do. First, what I start with is a sharp knife. And I have a link in today's show notes to the knife sharpener I use. With just a few simple strokes back and forth with the knife, I really have a good tool for being able to cut onions and garlic, as I will be doing today. For the tomato sauce, I start with a big pot and I put a little bit of olive oil in the bottom and slowly heat about a teaspoon of minced garlic. To this I add 1 16-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 4 8-ounce cans of diced tomatoes, and I smash and mix these with a potato masher. It's February, so if it was July or August, we would be using our fresh tomatoes from the garden, but all of the fresh tomatoes and tomato sauce that we had stored over the summer and fall has been used up by now, so we're resorting to cans, and this is still a delicious recipe. So we're smashing and mixing the diced and crushed tomatoes with a potato masher, and once that's done, we'll add a half a cup of chopped onion. We want to cover only enough to avoid splatter, and then we simmer on low heat for 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Once this initial cook is done, we add some dehydrated vegetables that come from our garden this past summer. We add some sprinklings of dehydrated basil, chives, oregano, thyme, and parsley. Mix it all together, and then we add one small can of tomato paste and mix it again. Recover for 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. And when those 15 minutes are up, we add one jar of good tomato sauce. We like to use Classico tomato and basil. And there's a link to that in today's show notes. For the meatballs, we have 2 pounds of ground beef, and we set this in a large bowl and put it to the side. We have 3 thick slices of fresh bread cut into cubes, 1/4 cup of fresh chopped parsley, which I grew this winter and just snipped it from the green room, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black coarse ground pepper, and 1 1/4 cup of milk, 2 eggs. My next step is to add the bread, eggs, milk, parsley, garlic, salt, and pepper to a blender or food processor, and pulse for just a few seconds at a time until the ingredients are finely mixed together and creamy. I'll take this and pour a little at a time into the large bowl containing the meat. And before I mix it by hand, I'm going to preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit or 179 degrees Celsius. I mix the ingredients in the bowl by hand until consistency is good for rolling 2-inch diameter meatballs. If necessary, add a little bit of fresh breadcrumbs to absorb excess moisture. I'll place the meatballs in a large glass baking dish that is coated with olive oil. Once all of the meatballs are on the dish, I drizzle them a little bit with some more olive oil, and I bake them in the oven for 35 to 40 minutes, and be sure to turn the meatballs halfway through the cooking so that they brown on all sides. When they're cooked, set them to cool a little bit and get ready to have a taste, but be careful because they're very hot. Try cutting a meatball open and taking about 1/4 meatball and dipping it into the sauce. Oh man! That's it for today. Now go and make something delicious.